We are on Daf Ches Lamed Aleph. Let us again start from the beginning of the sugya, four lines from the top. Iboy lohu libin shpud vehikaboy. What is if a person was melavin a shpud? Vehika boy, and he hit someone with the shpud. So there are two sibis why he could, the bosa was nishamen. Either it was nishamen mikoyach the hakor, was nishamen mikoyach the koyach ha'ul, the koyach ha'ish that was in the shpud melubin. Iboy lo libin shpud vehikaboy. Mishum shchin nidoin. Is this considered a shchin? Ay mishum michva nidoin. Or is it considered a michva? Lamayin afkemine lech desanye. We learned in a baraisa shchin u michva metamim b'shavua echot. Shchin and michva there in this only 1 week of Hesker. And in that week, it becomes tummy only if it brings one of the two simonim, b'seyer lovin or b'pisyim. If the nega became larger by the end of the week, or if a seyer lovin grew. They both have the same aluches. V'loma chilkon akosuk. So why did the Torah make two parshiyas? One of shchin and one is michva. The Torah should have made one big parsha that says the dinim of shchin and michva. Why did the Torah make two separate parshas? The reason is because to tell us that a shchin is not as a sheer gris, and you cannot be mitzarev a gris or a chatzi gris of a shchin with a chatzi gris of a michva. Besanye eizehu shchin beizehu michva. What is a shchin and what is a michva? Luka be'eitz, if he was hit to a hakor from a eitz, be'evan. The gefes, this is the psalis of zeisim, that is hot. If a person stuck his hand in the gefes, so he can get a shchin, it becomes neschamam, he can get a shchin. V'chame tverye, u'b'chol dovo, sh'loi bo machmasa'u. And everything that does not come, the basar is mischamim, to something that's not mikayach ha'esh, la'isuye abo mi'ikorei. That means if lead was taken out from the ground, it seems this lead has a natural heat in it, and that can cause chimum to the gufa adam, but this is not a chamimis that comes mikayach ha'esh. Zehu shchin, this is shchin. Beizehu michva, what is called a michva? Michva, if he was burnt, begacheles with a coal, remetz with hot ashes, besidroi seyach, or sid that was boiling, and it's boiling mikoyach ha'esh, begafsis roi seyach, this is another type of a sid that is boiling, ubechol dovo habo machmasu, or any substance that became the schamim through eish, lasuye chamei ho'u, that he was scalded, let's say, by hot water, zuhi michva, this is a michva. And let's just see the Rashi from where we left off last week. Rashi says, She'im itztarfin zeim ze, l'shir nega kegris, chatzi pool. A gris is a half of a pool. שמולו בו אחד סגריס מחמס חיים מקו שלא היה ידי האות, וחד סגריס came out from a מקו שלא ידי הוא, וחד סגריס אצלו ידי קביעס הוא, אין מצטר. שכין is לושן חמימוס, that the oil becomes נסחמם, כמוי שונו שכונה, which means a half year, ודמטרגם יינוסן חמישי ראיסי אור שכיניס, so חמישי זה לושן חימום. לוקה באבן, יקו בקויח באבן, אפילו בלוי חבורה, אפילו without a חבורה, בכל מקו מסחמם הבוסו מיד על ידי יעקב. המקה becomes נסחמם, the בוסו becomes נסחמם through the יעקב. בגפש שהתמין יודוי בפסילה של זייסם, he went and put his hand in the psalus of Zaysim, v'hu cham me'oid me'elov, it's a natural heat, v'nichva, and it got burnt. Abba me'ikoroi, me'mokim sha'okhim o'iferes, where the lead is taken out from the ground, v'hu cham, and it is hot. So this is all shchin, this is a burn, a chimum that comes not a yidei koyach ha'ish. That's a michya. A michva is something that comes a yidei koyach ha'ish, gacheles, pecham, shaloi kova, a coal that was not extinguished. You have a glowing coal, remet, eifa cham, you have ashes, v'kach, shmoi b'losh and arvi, gavsis, minzid, it's a type of a sid, v'serfen, oisoi ke minzid. V'tanya, let's see the melody, let's go back to the Gemara. V'tanya, we learned in the Baraisa, shchin u'michva. If in the same mokim, there was a shchin and a michva, so the halach is as follows. Im shchin koidem lemichva, at first there was a shchin, and then there was a michva, bitel michva es ashchin. So you go bosa achrein, and I say that at the present time, it has a teres michva. The michva, the dova achrein is mevatel the dova harish. B'michva kaidemes l'shchin. If the michva was first, is bitul shchin es ha-michva. So now we have all the klolim anegei alonu to our shai. V'hoche heichidom. Now, the Gemara declares what will be, the shaila was, liben shput v'hikaboy. That a person had a shput, and he hit someone else with the shput, but this was a shput melubin. Kigoin, and the shad is as follows. Bahave bei chatzi gris shchin meikor. First, this person had a half a gris of a shchin. Velibein shput, and now he was melabin a shput, vehikaboy. V'nofek bei chatzi gris, and now from this hakor, from the shput melubin, now he has a burn on himself from another chatzi gris. So what is this? That what he has now on him? What is this? Do I say there were two sibis that brought about this makah that he has on him? He was banged upon and was with a shput melubin. So you had a koyach hakor which makes shchin. You had it was a shput melubin which makes michva. So now, which one comes first, or which one affects him first? And then we have the klal that the second one is mevatel the first one. My, what is the din? Chavota kodim, do I say that the koyach hakor is the first thing that affects the muke? V'osi havlo, and then the heat comes afterwards, ומבטלי לחבוטה, and then, והבלי שכין ומכבו. So then we said, we're speaking about, he had a half a gris of a shchin, and now the second half came out to a core of a shpud melubin, and if we will assume that the chavote comes first and the havlo works afterwards, that means the person is nifal first from the chavote and then from the havlo. So we have here a half a gris of a shchin and a half a gris of a michva. V'loi mitztarfen, so it can't be mitzurit. Oiduma havla kodim, maybe the chamimus of the shput melubin, that first affects the odom that was huke al yodoi. And then v'osi chavote, and then the chavote comes afterwards. Umavatale lahavle, avale shchin, ushchin, umitztaref. This is the shaila of the Gemara. Let us see Rashi. Besanya shchin umichva. Kulu hanach masniyosa. We need all these baraises, mitzvacha hoche, lefrushi mighty boilon. What is the shaila? The ha boy de la el hochimi boilo. Li ben shpud vehika boy eze hevel kaidem lovay. That means the oyer becomes nischamen. Now, there are two sibis to bring about this chimum. Hevel hamake, yeve hevel of a hako. That means the make makes this area inflame. I have a hole, or the koyach ha'esh also makes it inflame. Which one works first, and which one comes later? V'nafke mina l'chidesanya, it's negeya this beraisa, the hoilchen acha ha'achoin, we have a beraisa that whatever is comes later, that is machia, that the makia that is there is coming from the second sibit. The sanya we learned in Abaraisa, shchin umichva b'mokim echa, ba'isai mokim shaloke berishin, loke b'sheini ba'isai gris atzmai. So there's a klal, bitel achrein esarishin, that he was speaking about Tamazi, there was one market before, and later, 10 days later, he made a second market, but he same market. So we have a klal that the second market is mevatel the first market. V'nafkemine, so here Rashi says, what is pshat in this baraisa? What's the nafkemine? If it's the first makke or the second makke, linyan sirup. It's nageya sirup, shimhoya boy, chatzi, gris, shchin. If there was a chatzi, gris, shchin, boloko, boor, boise, chatzi, gris. Nefach, oise, chatzi, gris, benasa, michve. So now this chatzi, gris, is a mikvah, but that's the din that the achrin is mevatel the rishin. So now I know that this chatzi gris is a din mikvah. Vim chozer v'loka la'achaz man eitzel mikvah zu sheloy ayideho. Now if next to this mikvah he was huka sheloy ayideho v'noilud by chatzi gris shchin acha. V'nase sholem, now you have a gris, ein mitztarif im arishin. So there's no tziruf, because since the hakoh achroine of the first chatzi gris was a yedei ho'u, so that is considered a chatzi gris of michva. And now a chatzi gris of shrin came about, so there's no tziruf, but toyer. V'hashte ahani le bitul, so now we can understand what he accomplished, through the bittul that the mikva was mevatel the shchin, she'ilu loy bittul chatzi gris arishin, if there would not be such a concept of bittul, ha'yizem et starif imois, I have already the chatzi gris of shchin that was there before, and now I have another chatzi gris of shchin, so memeila, it would be mitzurit. But there's a concept of bittul, that bittul ha'achin es arishin. Bahochi Hechi Domi Linyim Boidelel Hochi Misboilo Belibin Shput Vehikaboy. So the Gemara said first there was a Maka of Shchin and a Chatzi Gris, and then Belibin Shput Vehikaboy Bakozu Yesh Toiras Shchin. The Hakor can create a shrin. V'toiras mikhva, the koyach halibun can make a mikhva. V'bo ilon hay kodim v'osi v'leisi baschon avatle. So what comes first? And therefore, the nafkamina is that the second one is mevatle. Hachavote kodim koyach hako kodim lohora loy lo odom. Now here that's Mirashi is explaining what the oimek hashayla is. That means lemaise, if you're maka with a shpud, so you have a shpud melubin, so you have the koyach hako and the koyach haish. It comes bebasachas. The Gemara seems to hold that it's bezeach hazeh. So Rashi says, we're speaking about the effect that the person becomes affected to this akor. What causes, koyach akor kodim lohora loy lo'odom? That what this person gets affected to this akor, what affects him first? Vahavi, do I say chavote kodim, that the akor, that affects him first? Bahavishin Vahosi Hevel Hur Achri, and then later the heat has an effect on him. Umavatale Bahavale Mikva. So then it becomes a mikva. Vale mitzarif Bahade Chatzi Gris Kama. There won't be mitzurif with the first half gris because it was shin. The Havalei Shchin Umichva. Would I say no? But I say that the Mikva comes first, and then the Hakor comes, the Koyach Hakor comes afterwards, so it's Shchin, the Shchin Umitzar. This was the Shaila of the Gemara. Toshma. So the Gemara wanted to bring a Raya. The Omar Rabbi Zeira Omar Shmur Libein Sakin Vishochad Bo Shchitos Oikshayim. We heard before a memra of Rabbi Zeira Omar Shmur. The person shechted with a sakin melubin. So the Shchitos Kshayim. So Rashi said, "Bloy Omar Sreife Hizu Bloy Shchita." That means I have a sakin that's melubin. The sakin is Bekoyach Lachtoich, and it's Bekoyach Lisoich. Now, Lemaisa, when he shechted, there was a Shaila in the Gemara, that was the Chiddush of Rab Zeira, who says that the Simonim became severed through Chito, maybe they got burnt. And that was the Chiddush of Rab Zeira, Omar Shmur, Vloy Omar Sreifa Hizu Vloy Shchita. I don't say that, I say it's shchita. So what is the chiddush? So the chiddush is that al kochoch, the chitoch comes before the sreifa. The chitoch comes before the sreifa, and that's why it's called geshochten. So we see that if you have a chavote and a havla, so the chavote comes first. So memele. So then in our case, would be, it wouldn't be mitzvah. That's how the Gemara wanted to be patient to Shaila. So the Gemara answers, Chidud Shaini. Chidud is different. So what does Rashi say? Chidud Shaini, the mitoich shehu chad, ein hevel ho'u sheboi chozok, vachitos vachatichosoi kodam lahamloi. So the Gemara is saying, Amir di kezach, not the way you understood, that b'shas chituch, you have enough chaim to burn, and the shaila is, which affects the behemoth first, the chituch or the hevel. Most of I got news for you. That the edge of the sakin, since it's so thin, so the heat in the edge of the sakin on the thinnest point is not capable b'chlal of burning. Because they cannot contain so much heat in the edge. As the sakin gets wider, so then there's heat. There's heat in the chelik of the sakin as you go up the sakin and the sakin gets thicker, so then there's heat over there. So therefore the Gemara is takashi that the oiveya sakin, the studim of the yoivei sakin, there's hitake, so let that make a hole in the veishit. That was the Gemara's kash. Gemara says no, that beis hashchita milvach rovach. No, as soon as you start cutting it, it separates, and the oivei hasakin does not touch the veishit at all, so mamela doesn't burn. But now the Gemara is telling us, but the mokim achatach, which is the sharp edge of the sakin, there's not enough heat there to burn the simonim. So memela, that is why chiduda koidem lelibuna, that means because the mokim achad of the sakin, the sharp edge, there's no chaim in gansim. So there's not enough chaim to burn. So memela, so that is why, so that's why it's good, because then you have a kosher shchita. Masha enkein, we are speaking about a shput, but speaking about a shput, a thick shput, that is not as thin as the sakin. So the shput, when the shput comes in contact with the besar ha'odom, so you have over here two sibis, which can create a makah on the besar ha'odom, you have here the koyach ha'koh and the koyach ha'choyim. So here we have a shayla. Which one affects him first? But you can't bring a raya from the memra of Rabbi Zeira Amar Shmuel. Toshma. So the Gemara says, I'll bring you a raya. An offen a baraisa. Li ben shpud vehika boy. Nidain mishum michvaseish. And often the Baraisa, it said, mamish yoshaiwe. A person was malabin ashput. And vehikaboy. So you had over here these two factors. Is nidain mishum michvaseish. So we see clearly that in the Seder Advorim, the person is first nifal from the koyach hakoh. Then the koyach ha'esh affects him, and so mamela, the makah that we have now is considered a michve. Alme chavote kodim. So let us just say, to avoid a lot of problems, the girsa of the Rishash in Rashi. Posam de birzayo mivres. That's the term. Now let us see Rashi. Alme chavote kodim, v'osa havle mevatale. We have enough in the baraisa that it's nidain mishum michve. De birzayu mivres. Birzayu mivres means shaloi hiko bekoyach. That means you understood vehiko boy means ako bekoyach. So we have a sibbe of shin, which comes to Akko. We have a sibe of Mikva that comes to the Libun. And it says that either Mishamichva Sisicha Votakodim. So the Gemara says, no, I got news for you. Shalaihi Ko'u Bekoyach. We're not speaking about that there was a Hako. Ela Dokrai. Dokrai means that there was he stuck into the Shput without a koyach. Ve'en kan chavote. There's no chavote. Ella hevel. There's only hevel. That means that the inflammation that chavote makes was not here. It was done shaloi b'koyach. Shaloi hi ko b'koyach. Ella dokroi. He only stuck in without koyach. Ve'en kan chavote ella hevel. It's only hevel. אבל יקודי כחבות האימא דהוה ובאסלה ומבטל אבל קודבי דחבות איז מבטל דהבל. This is the Rishash's Girse, this is the Rishash's Pshat Merashi. So Bekitza, what is the Teretz? The Teretz is the Baraisa is speaking about a case that was no hako, there was no sibbe to make there was no sibah to make a shchin. So it's neither mishamichve. That's pshat in the Gemara. Correct, Rabbi Yankev. So what is the Braisa telling me? The Braisa is telling me that a person that was doiker, he stuck someone, and but there's no sibah to make shchin. So there's so it's neither mishamichve. He says, Tzvi Mahalchim, but let us just say, an easy Mahalach. So he wants to say that the Chiddush is that Lemaisa, this Dekire, that what he stuck it in, he made a Chabure. He made a Chabure in the Gufa Adam. It was a Dekire. So I would think that a Chabure could also make a Shchin. And a chabur can also make a shchin. We had before a shchin comes through a makkah, and two other things can make a shchin. So I would think a chabur could also make a shchin. It's kamash malon that a chabur can't make a shchin. That's one mahalach. Then he wants to say another mahalach. He wants to say that the dekire punctured the oir of the person, and the mikvah is now on the besar ha'adam. And that's the chiddush, because in Chumash we find that a neg is on oir besore, on the oir. Here lemaise, the dekira punctured the oir, and now whatever happened, this mikvah is on the basar, not on the oir. And that's the chiddush, that it's nidin mishum mikvah, that is, that in Mikhba Filo al Bsar Ha'adam, even though it's past the earth. That's two of the three Mahalchim he wants to say. Let us see Taisvis. Bechamei Tverye, v'chol dobo shaloi bo machma sa'u. So here it says, Chamei Tverye, makes a shchin, not a mikveh. So Tais asks a kasha, there's a shaila in the Gemara, in Masechta Shabbos, what is the source of the chimum of Chamei Tverye? So Rabbi Yossi holds that the source of the chimum of Chamei Tverye is that it's told us so, mishum de machalfe apischa de gehenna. That the chamei tverye, the source of their chimum comes from the eishel gehenna. And, lamayna afkemine is that in hilchos bishul, we need that bishul has to be just like in the mishkan. Bishul was through Koiches Ha'ul, that means that the Koiches Ha'esh, that was the Bishul on the Mishkan. So when one is Chayiv and Mevashul, it's Tavke, it was through Koiches Ha'esh. So Rabbi Yossi holds, if someone cooked something, Bechamei Tveri, that's also called Koiches Ha'esh, because the Koiches Ha'chaim and Chamei Tveri comes from the Eish again. Right, so it's, and according to others, it is not Koyach HaEish. It's not from the Eish HaGenim, it's a different Koyach. Dachsim Mer Samazoy Pshat in the Gemara, Dachsim Mer Degley Powell says that there's a different effect on the Machol if it is cooked through Chamei Ha'ul, Or it's cooked through a different source of chayim, the Koyach HaShemesh. I mean, there's, when the Torah asked Bishul and Afiya, we're speaking about a certain process that happens to a machel that Oyer makes. That's called Bishul, that's called Afiya. If there's a different source of heat, it also makes it edible, but that's not Bishul, this is something else. It's a different process, and there's a different end result. Aber al kaponim, Rabbi Yossi holds that Chamei Tverje is, that's called Teuda Sa'ur, because the source of the heat is from the Eish Al Gehenna. And here it says that it's a Shechin. So how does this stem with Rabbi Yossi? Shemekan o yemayde de nidain mishim Shechin voloi mishim Mikve. Kiven da hai u bidei shamayim. That means here we have different categories. He says, in the Gabi, in Tumis Negoim, that what the Torah says, there's a nega of michva, but it's dafke, we need an eish bidei odom. That is the nega of michva. A chimum that does not come about to an eish bidei odom, so that falls into the hagdara of shchin. Zog the Gemara weiter. Oma Rav Nachman, Oma Rabbe Barabu, anu sugye. Sakin shel avoides kechovim. We'll see that we're speaking about, this was mishamshei avoides kechovim. The sakin was used to shecht kobonis for avoidus of it. And this sakin is also bahano. One is not the misham shevoidus of also bahano. So now, is one permitted to use this sakin to shecht a behin? So Rav Nachman Omer Rabbe Babu said, muta lishchait bo, you're allowed to shecht a behin. But if you have a steak in front of you and you want to cut the steak in small pieces, that you're not allowed to do. Why? What's the difference between shchita or chitach habosa? Muta lishchit bo mekalkalu. Because if we're speaking about isurei hano, so the only reason it would be also because I'm deriving benefit from this sakin. So if you'll take everything into consideration, what did he accomplish by shechting this behemoth? We lost more than we gained. Why? Before the shechit of this behemoth was roi to be chayrish. The behemoth was roi for blooders. It's also roi to use for meat. But you can use it for meat when it still has many, many years that we can derive other benefit from it. We're speaking about such a behemoth. So if we will take everything into consideration, what we had before and what the Shechita accomplished, so the Gemara says, I lost more than I gained. Because before I was, the behemoth had these three potentials, and now after the shechita can only be used, the meat can only be used, that's it, it can only be used to eat the meat. So memele, so that's not called, I derived a benefit from Yisurei Anov. That's called a benefit. That's called, I lost. I lost. I mean, I didn't gain anything. It's called, is a mekalkel. So mutal ishchet, but that's not called deriving benefit. But if I'm cutting my steak, well, that's called I derive benefit. The meat is already geschocht and there's nothing more to talk about. Now I have a big steak. I can't put everything in my mouth. I need smaller pieces. Oh, that's called I'm deriving benefit from this sakin. This being misaken. Let us see what Rashi says. So Rashi shall avoid this kechovim. Shemisham shembo, this was used, the sakin was used, the kobonis shall avoid this kechov. It was used to be makrim kobonis for avoid this ore. Basure bano, kinemrinu memeseches avoid this ore, abe ta abdum, as kolam ekoimais, Shemisham shembo, bekelem, tzirmos is nima bekelem, shenishtam shal avoid this kechov makosam edach. Mekalkalu, it's called, he was Mekalkalu. Ve'ein zu ano, it's not called, I derived benefit from the sakin. Shebechayel, kozman the behemoth was alive, hoyodameh merubin, it was worth a lot more money. Mela'acher shchitet, now after shchitet, it became worth much less. The market value went down. Shebechayel, he had medes l'gimul dvorim, it had three potentials. Legato vlodes, lacharishe, I can plow with it, can have vlodes, lachile, and I can also, it has this use also, but it has the other two uses also. And so memele, the value of the behemoth, it went down tremendously through the shrites, because that's called I derive benefit from the shrites. Lachtoich, but what if if he wants to use this knife to cut the meat, the sakinot, even the shachta lahochi kaima, since he shechted it, so memela, so now there's no other use, and fakert, cutting it into smaller pieces, I'm deriving benefit from the sakin, so this is also lachtechbo. Omar of it, but this, you can't take the statement as that this, that the taloch is always like this, that shchita is always a kilku, and chita habosa is always a tikkun. Omar rove pa'omim shashoichet osa. Sometimes you're not allowed to shech. B'mesukenes, you have a behemah, that's a mesuken. So mamela, it's about to die. Now, it's not aimed Lacharisha, it's not only middle of blooders, and if you don't check the mouth, it's going to become an avela. So I definitely have a benefit from the socket, and it's also lishchit boy. Umechatech muter, and there's a time when mechatech is muter, you'll have to cut meat, ba'at me with a large chunk of meat that's a choshive chatiche, Bekovedike chatiche, chatiche ruyel iskabe, vekaima lekobono, that means you had a choshive chatiche, a choshive piece of meat, that this you would send for a present to someone, it's gvaldik choshive, and you start cutting up this piece of meat, so memele, this value that it had till now, is now your it's losing its value before it's worth much more. This was a chaticha roilis kabit, and now by cutting this up, so you're making it worth less. So then you'll be permitted to cut it. Mechatech muta ba'atmi v'kaimin lekobonet. This is oimed for a present. Let us see Rashi. B'misukenes, b'havi misaken. Here he's called a misaken. B'havi yano, she'im lo yishcheten otomos. If he won't shecht it now, so it's going to die. B'atmi dekaime lekobono, nechosim toivim. a good piece of meat, yerech, the thigh, the kosef, and the shoulder, and the breast, the kaimi, le sholchon deirin, le odom choshev, these cuts are oimer to be sent to an odom choshev. This person cut it up. We're not talking about it on his plate. Okay, this was in the butcher shop. So he cut this up. So now this piece of meat, which was worth so much, now he made it worth less. So this is permissible. Like Tosfos Afal Gav the Besoif Perik Elu Dvorim Bepsachim Mechayev Leinyin Shabbos Gabi Shoichet BeShabbos B'chutz L'Avodas Kechol. A person shechted a behemah L'Avodas Zarah. So he didn't. It's also LeYisrael Achloi. Mishum tikkun kodo, the tikkun lahitzim midei eva minachai. So that means even though it's also, that al kaponim, there was a minute tikkun, that before a goy would not be permitted to eat it out eva minachai. Now it's geshachten, so there's no isa eva minachai. So, finished, so we look, even though you're not allowed to eat it, our Gemara says, our Gemara makes the whole isaac, yeah. That's called a kilkul. You can't be chayrish with it. You can't have losses. You can eat it. No, but it's two losses against one gain. That's called a kilkul. There the Gemara says you can't even eat it. It's also bano. But since for a guy will benefit from this shchita, that now he won't be over this areva min achai. So it's called a tikkun. It's not called a mekalkul. It's called a mesakin. And the one who shechts is a mechalo shabbat. So mamish, that gemara is mamish the opposite of our gemara. Kivin shesh tikkun puta choshev meleches machshevis. Shalik. So Taisus answers as well. Shiny shabbat. You cannot compare hilche shabbat By Hilchis Shabbos, Meleches Machsheves Osro Toiro. What a person is Mechashiv for a Meloche, what a person wants to accomplish, that is called a Meloche in Shabbos. V'kivin sheyesh tikun pute choshiv meleches machsheves shelakach niskaven. He wanted to accomplish this. That's what he wanted to accomplish. Make it a save him in a chai. Aile maise. But that's what he wanted to accomplish. Kilku, the translation of kilku mekalku by Shabbos is that he did not accomplish what he wanted to accomplish. So that's called he was a mekalku. But if he accomplished what he wanted to accomplish, even though it will be done, legabi, the market, the zicha, it's worth much less than it was worth till now, but our guidelines in Meleche Shabbos is Machsheves. What he wanted to accomplish, and if he accomplished something, so that's not called a mekalkul. Avolinyin nenem avoydis keichovim lechoshivano. Kivin shel kilkuloi yeser al tikuna. Here, since the kilkul is more than the tikun, that means by hano we're speaking about, there we have to calculate, is it called he derived benefit from this sakin or he didn't derive benefit from this sakin? So here we have to make calculations, what was it worth before the chitach, and what was it, is it worth now? So if it became worth less, so that's not called I derived hano, even though he wanted to do it, but that's not called the hano. Look, the Gemara weiter. Look, the Gemara weiter. The tape clay, mishum shamnunis de isur. The Gemara says that, Lamaise, this this sakin, which was used, the sakin which was used for teshech for avodah zarah, and so the Gemara understood there is some shamnunis of Israel davok to the sakin. So memele, you should not be able to eat. Let's see what Rashi says. V'tepek leit. Af al gav dohu mekalko, osa lachtoich mishum shamnunis tisura de neveles, shenivlu besakin. That was nivla in the sakin, and lemaise, so memele, it seems you're allowed to do it, and it seems it's finished, there should be a problem. Rashi seems the kasha is by chitoch. By the second case. The most asking by the second case. By the second case, mechatech muta ba'atmi. So the Gemara asks, so the sinse shamnunis on the sakin, the surah in the veilish shenivlu besakin, so memele from Rashi, this is not poshut, you're speaking about a bliya, poshut they understood pshat, we're speaking about ba'atmi the kaima le kubin, we're speaking about a chatiche, not speaking about a hot piece of meat, we're speaking about a chatiche of a behemoth, that's a cold piece of meat, and here all of a sudden the Gemara is asking a shaila that there's a bliya in the sakin, the shenivlu besakin. So how are you allowed to cut this meat? Mishum shamnunis the isura. We'll have later. It's not so positive. We have a double tzaynon. So what should be the problem? I think the Taisa Rosh wants to say the kash is by a sheikhid misukenes. There you said it's mutter. There was a svara late in the Gemara that the base hashchita is reiseach. That the b'shas one shechs a behime, the b'sach a behime is b'ileya from the sakin. Come on, this we'll see, we'll have later in the sugya. Aber b'kitzer, the Gemara asks, how is it permissible to, you said that it's mutter to be chaytach, it's mutter to be chaytach, chetich ari riskabed, it's mutter to shecht, but this sakin is, will answer the behema or the chetiche. So the Gemara says, v'chadosh, we're speaking about a new knife was never used. Shaloichot chobo ma'ilo. So what kind of Meshamshe Avodah Zarah is it? No, they have destined it to use for Avodah Zarah. But yet it's before that they, Basher Usham, they didn't use it yet for the Teshech for Avodah Zarah. In fact, the Gemara Chadoshe, Bein Rabbi Yishmoel, Bein Rabbi Kive, Meshamshe Avodah Kechovim Haim, this is the only Issa could only be out of Misham, it's not an Avodah Zarah, it's Misham Shevodah Zarah. Misham Shevodah Zkechov Meinam Asurim Ad She Yavdu. You have to do something with it. It's not Tamazoi, that would you miyached it, to this should be a sakin, to Shecht for Avodah Zarah does not in any way make the sakin Misham Shevodah Zarah. What does Rashi say? Chadosh, amai mitzvah mishum avidus kechov, by sakin lav avidus kechov amatzmi. It's not that the sakin was worshipped. Elo misham shavidus kechov, bein Rabbi Shmuel, bein Rabbi Kiva, the pligi perik Rabbi Shmuel, by avidus kechov amatzmo, that if something was nisyachet to be an avidus kechov, he command yom asur miyad, he command yom aluf shetay obay, but kulo moide bekeilim, deinem asur matshiyavdu. At sheyasu b'em shimush l'avodes kechov, it only becomes misham she'avodes zore when you did something with it. She can't say you're speaking about a chadosha. So the Gemara says two terutz. Iboy yisayma the posek be gavzo l'avodes kechov. Yes, this knife was used not to shecht behemoth, was shecht, it was used to chop wood. They chopped wood for the Avodah Zarah. So Mamel is called Meshamshe Avodah Zarah, but it doesn't have any bleish alisa over here. Yes, the kasha. How could it be mutter to shecht? How could mutter to be chayter? It's a shamnunish on the veil on it. We're not told, it wasn't Meshamshe Avodah Zarah that they shechted kabonis. They chopped wood with it for the Avodah Zarah. That's one teretz. The boy is aim a biyishone. Second teretz could be, we're speaking about a sakin which was used to shecht behemoth for Avodah Zarah. Shelibno bu, but he was malabin it. He kashed it. So out this bleish alisa, there's no problem whatsoever. The problem is, but you haven't gotten off from the sakin. So so that the muscles, but to certain cases you don't ever know. Let us see Tosfos. Shelibno bu. Al kaponim, it seems from the Gemara, in order to kasha the sakin, you have to be malabin it. Hodis nan besoif meseches avodah zarah. Sakin, if you have a sakin that's not kosher, shofa bekarka vihi toira, you stick it into the earth, you rub it against the earth, and it becomes mutter. The sagi b'neitza bekarka es apomim. You can stick it 10 times in the karka, and this accomplishes that you're allowed to use it. Leiboy libur. Yidig mo says you need libur. So Taisa says, Hainu lachtech bo tzoinon. That if you want to cut a cold piece of, you want something cold you want to cut. So there, the whole shayla is on the end that's on the sakin. By sticking it 10 times into earth, the be'en will have been rubbed off. There's no be'en, so now you're allowed to use it for a cold tapshul. Agamor that said it's speaking about libna book, So Taisa said, not the way we were Madai Kamarashi, like the Taisa Sarosh, that Lemaise was speaking about that Yalal Amisukenis is Mutalishchai. Now, when you shecht, you have already the Beis Hashchita, which is Beileya, that'll be the next Sugya. No, if you have something that's Beileya, you have to kasher it in order to be permitted to use it. The Taimit. The mashma hocha the boy libut, so it seems if you want a kasher, a knife that is not kosher, you have to make libut. V'chei mashma nami hosam et esavta meseches avodah zarah, diktonim, hashpudim, v'askelois, v'asakinim, the spits and the grills and the sakinim, melabnam bo, so it seems that's the oifana yakasher asakin. The time of the prepared kosher mashme the sagi bagola. A sakin, you don't have to be malabin. If you put it in boiling water, that's sufficient. The kama hani sakini de pisre heche of dinalu. What do you do? You have a chometz to kesakin. How are you kashing a chometz to kesakin for Pesach? Maskin and hilda say idividi bereischen, the handle and the blade. You put it in boiling water, and that's sufficient. V'aymer Rabbeinu Tam. So the Rabbeinu Tam says, Yesh l'chalek abichomets mishum v'heteire bola, the be'inyin zeh mechalek b'soif meseches avodah zarah, haf agav dahasht de polit havi isura, v'komokim b'shas b'liye havi yateire. Now let's try to explain this for 1 minute. The Gemara explains that a keli that was boileya al yidei ha'ul fu'esh was boileya bliya b'kodim. You want to kasha this keli, if you'll make hagola, it will help. And we have a cloud Kiboiloi kach poiltoi. The way the bliya came in, that's how you can get rid of the bliya. So that means that if it came in ayyadei ha'esh, so hagola is not sufficient to take out the complete bliya. And that's when by kobonis it helps. So the Gemara says, why does it help? Because hetere bola. Now what's this, that b'shas the bliya came in, it wasn't nicer. It was a mutter to kebliya. It became nicer. That's irrelevant. So what does that mean? So I just like to mention a lotion of the Rabbeinu David, the Masechtas Pesachim. He says as follows, She'acher shema shebola hakeli loy hoya adayin nesach mishum noisa. That means, when the bliya came into the keli, there was nothing osa. It was a bliya muteris. Eine nesach bitoy. So now, but after it's over halayla, now it's supposed to become noisa. So it has to be chal. And the bliya, and isil noisa. Not is bichal na bliya nisil noisa. Eine nesar bedoifne hakeli oiso ha bliya ha pnimi sheino yoitzeis behagola. That means if we'd be able to x-ray the doifne hakeli. So there's a bliya in the doifne hakeli. Now, there are two types of bliyas. There's a bliya that through Hagola it will come out. That's called it seems that's a stronger bliya. There's a bliya pnimis that Hagola cannot take it out. And that's, it seems, a shvacher bliya. So now the Torah only asked the bliya chashuva. The bliya chashuva hanimtza b'hakeli, and the bliya chashuva hanimtza b'hakeli is the bliya that can be extracted through Hagola. This, the Torah, I have to put a nisar on. It wasn't also till now. So the bliya chashuva is chala nisar. And that, the bliya chashuva is called the bliya that Hagola can extract. The bliya pnimis, that's called a weaker bliya. That bliya, the Torah never put on an isa on this bliya, since it's a shvacher bliya, so the Torah never asked it. So, Mamele, you make Hagola, everything is taken care of. That doesn't become also. So, Tosfos says, Rabbeinu Tam says, Amoyre Dike Mahalos. Rabbeinu Tam says, Chometz is a terebola. Bishas, we use the sakinim for chometz. So lemaise was a davar hamutel. So memele, now when it becomes Pesach, so you have a sakin that is a bliya, but we have to divide the bliya into two categories. There's a chelik of the bliya, which is a bliya chazoka, which can be extracted through hagola. That bliya becomes nesach in Pesach. So that you make Hagola. The bliya pnimi, that is a bliya klusha, so that will not become osar and pesach, so it's no problem that you have here still in the, we have here in the sakin a bliya shel chometz, because that bliya that was nivla to the koyach ha'esh, that bliya did not become osar and pesach.